بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. حضرت عبد الوہاب بن عبد المجید ثقفی رحمۃ اللہ علیہ روایت کرتے ہیں کہ میں نے ایک جنازہ دیکھا جسے تین مرد اور ایک عورت اٹھائے جا رہے تھے. حضرت عبد الوہاب عبد المجید ثقفی رحمۃ اللہ علیہ اولیاء آف دا فارمر ٹائم اس روایت سے سو جنازہ بین کیریڈ and there were only three men and one woman were carrying the janaza. No one else accompanied. Three men and one woman, they were carrying the janaza. Maine aurat ki jagah le li. Then he said, I came and told the woman to step aside and need to the place of the woman. Hum sab قبرستان پہنچے اور نماز جنازہ پڑھ کر اسے دفن کر دیا. قبرستان جنازہ نماز میں نے اس عورت سے دریافت کیا تیرا اس میت سے کیا رشتہ تھا. ہاؤ از یور دس پرسن ڈیسیز ریلیٹڈ ٹو یو. اس نے جواب دیا کہ یہ میرا بیٹا تھا. سو اسی سے سن. میں نے پھر پوچھا کیا آپ کے پڑوسی نہیں ہے. دینا ہے آج سے ہیمن چکت نہیں بس. وائی آر یو کیئرنگ جنازہ وے آئی نہیں بس. اس نے جواب دیا کہ یہ کہنے لگی ہے تو مگر انہوں نے اسے حقیر سمجھا. یس آئی کوٹ نیبرس بٹ آل آف دم دے ڈسپائز دس سن آف مائنڈ دے ہولڈ ہم ان کنٹیمپٹ دے ڈسپائز ہم. میں نے پھر پوچھا یہ کیا تھا. وائی آر دے ڈسپائز ہم واٹ از دا میٹر. عورت نے جواب دیا یہ مخنث تھا. دین دی وومن ریپلائز ہی واز اے ٹرانسجینڈر what you call hermaphrodite or gay. He was that type of person. Abdul Wahab rahmatullah ne farmate hain ki main ke mujhe us par raham aaya. maine use apne ghar le gaya aur maine use paise gandum aur kapde diye. I felt sorry for that old woman. I took her and I bought for clothing and food stuff, wheat etc. and gave it to him. جب رات کو سویا تو خواب میں ایک شخص آیا جس کا چہرہ چودھویں رات کے چاند کی طرح تھا اور اس نے سفید کپڑے پہن رکھے تھے. دین سے دیٹ سیم نائٹ ان مائی ڈریم آئی سو اے مین ہز فیس واز شائننگ لائک اے فورٹین نائٹ مون آف دا فورٹین نائٹ اینڈ ہی واز ڈریسڈ ان بیوٹیفل وائٹ گارمنٹس. اس نے میرا شکریہ ادا کیا. میں نے پوچھا کون ہے. دین ہی ایکسپریس دی گریٹیٹیوڈ دی شکر ٹو می اینڈ آئی آسکڈ ہم ہو آر یو. جواب دیا میں وہی مخنث ہوں جسے تم نے آج دفن کیا ہے. اسے آئی ایم دیٹ ویری سیم ٹرانسجینڈر فیلو ایم ایکسپریس بہت اسے کہی ہوم یو ہیو بری ٹوڈے. اللہ تعالی نے مجھے اس لیے بخش دیا کہ لوگ مجھے حقیر جانتے تھے. اسے اللہ تعالیٰ فور گیو می. وائی بیکاز آل دا پیپل ڈسپائز می آل دا پیپل ڈسپائز می مسائل اٹیچ دا تھنگ ٹو سچ پیپل. فرسٹلی اٹس ناٹ پرمیسبل ٹو ڈسپائز اینی ون ریگارڈلس آف ہاؤ گریٹ اینڈ سیویئر دا سن مے بی. اٹ از ناٹ پرمیسبل ٹو ڈسپائز اس لانگ ایز اے پرسن believes that his son is haram, he does not believe it's halal, then he remains a Muslim. And it does not matter how great his sons are, when he dies he has to be given an Islamic burial. Cannot deny him the burial. So it was the wajib duty of the neighbors and the relatives of that person to have buried him and not despise him in this manner. These people are, you find them, there are different categories. Islam categorizes them. they are born with natural deformities. If a person is born with natural deformities, with two sets of organs, the male organ and the female organ, then the, according to the Sharia, he will be classified according to the dominant organ. If the male organ functions, then he will be classified as a male. If the female organ functions, then he will be classified as a female. And where it becomes difficult or impossible to classify this person, then he will be called now what is called khunsha mushkil. Right now, such people, as long, although they are physically deformed, their akal is intact. They are not mad people. They are not mad. So what they are doing nowadays, they are demanding rights, they are parading, and they believe that their unnatural desires must be fulfilled, and there's nothing wrong with it. So if a Muslim has that attitude, then he becomes obviously a kafir. It does not mean that because he is physically deformed, he has to now give vent to his unnatural desires. Take for example a normal person. His lustful craving leads him to zina. He commits zina. So as long as he believes that zina it is haram, he remains a Muslim. As the same applies now to such people. As long as they believe and understand, no, this is our natural attitude, it is, we cannot give vent to it, it is haram, this act of homosexuality is haram, then they remain Muslim. Yes, if they believe now, as nowadays, believe now, it is halal, nothing wrong with it, because they are born, so they can give vent now to their unnatural desires. Zina is also an unnatural, is a, in a way, it's also an unnatural desire in terms of the Shariat. You are not, no one is allowed to commit zina, but people commit zina, but they remain Muslims because they believe that it is haram, and they repent. But where a person, again, believes that, no, there's nothing, there's homosexuality or lesbianism, it is, there's nothing wrong in it, obviously that person becomes a kafir, that person will not have the tawfiq then to make tawbah. So that is it. But at the same time, it's not. And then the Shariat prescribed that such people who are described now as khunsa mushkil, in other words, their sex cannot be determined. As long as they are Muslims, then if they come in the masjid, they have to stand in the last saf. They are not allowed to stand together in the amongst the men. They have to stand at last behind the children also. They have to stand in the last saf. In the time of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam exiled them from Medina Munawwara, and they had to live in the outskirts of Medina because they were people who were careless, and they would now take advantage of their indeterminate status and come to the women, visit the women folk also. So, because of such dangers, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ordered they have to live outside Medina. And they say where they are, in the hundreds, many of them, then if they come to the masjid, and if they are Muslims, then they have to occupy the nasr.